Welcome to Disability Houston News. After more than 100 focus group meetings across the state, the Texas Education Agency announced this week that it has published its plan to fix special education in Texas. The need to fix special education in the state's public schools was necessary after the U.S. Department of Education determined that the agency had violated the Disabilities Education Act. That's the federal law that guarantees a free, appropriate public education for all children with disabilities. The feds found that the state had illegally set up what was widely considered a cap on how many students could receive special education. In 2004, that cap was set at 8.5% for each school district, and districts that served more special education students than this arbitrary number would be less likely to receive high ratings by the state agency. And since those ratings had an effect on state funding, school districts across the state worked hard and creatively to restrict special education roles to 8.5%, even though the national average of students with disabilities is around 13%. It was the groundbreaking work of disability advocates and a several-part Houston Chronicle series of investigations that finally brought enough light on what was happening in Texas for more than 12 years and how it was affecting students with disabilities who were being denied services. Once it all went down, even the governor criticized the TEA for its cap, and he signed bipartisan legislation that will hopefully prevent it in the future. According to its corrective action plan released earlier this week, the Texas Education Agency plans to spend more than $212 million in the next 5 years to fix the problem, which includes an earmark of $65 million to help school districts serve more special education students. The plan also includes a new professional development system for special education teachers and a suite of resources for parents so they understand their right to a free and appropriate public education for students with disabilities. Read the Texas Education Agency plan at tea.texas.gov. In other Disability Houston news this week, Houston ISD invites parents to its Special Education Spring Parents Summit and Forum, where parents can meet with special education professionals, attend learning sessions, ask questions, and share input about their experiences with special education in the district. The event is tomorrow, and the summit portion of the event begins at 9 a.m., with the forum portion beginning at 1:30 p.m. The event should be over by 3 p.m., and it will be held at the School District Administrative Headquarters, the Hattie Mae White Educational Support Center, 4400 West 18th Street. That's over there by the Old Northwest Mall. For more information, visit HoustonISD.org. This has been Brandon Moeller with Disability Houston News on listener-supported KPFT 90.1 FM. Thanks for tuning in.